probably heard about places to visit before developers spoil their character. And I've come to another one, Pang Lao, a small, flat, sandy beached island in the southern Philippines. Locals have told me you've got 2 years to get here before life as they know it changes forever. So I thought I'd better get on my bike, or trike, because this is the way to get around, in a metal sidecar attached to your driver's motorbike. Pang Lao is 7,000 miles from London and 600 from Manila. We'll stroll along the 1,500-metre stretch of warm white Iloma Beach sand, and you'll see Pang Lao's attraction. It's beautiful. There's a really nice vibe, too. The small, low-rise bars and restaurants are shaded under trees right next to the water. There's no seafront road or traffic. You get around by walking across the sand or on a seafront footpath, passing from cafe to bar to dive shop. And there's a good mix of visitors too, quite a nice vibe. Sun worshippers in their 70s share the space, enjoy massages or have henna tattoos, alongside teenage travellers backpacking around the world. At night, the beachfront comes to life. There's live music and even fire jugglers, and people dine on tables right next to the sand. It's a bit of a dress-down, relaxed place, and it's nice, but it's not going to be like this forever. They're building a major new airport to bring in almost 2 million visitors annually, and planes will make their final approach right over this beach. Some expats want out before the builders move in. They fear Pang Lao will end up like Benidorm, or the Philippines' equivalent, Boracay.
The airport's due to be completed in 2 years' time, I believe. Yeah, it'll be crazy. I won't be around here then.
For many, diving is the big draw. Omu's moved from Spain to teach it.
Conditions here in the Philippines, and especially here in Pang Lao, are awesome for beginners, really, really good. And you get to see stuff that divers that have been diving for 50, 60 years in Europe never get to see. Yeah, diving with whale sharks, if you do it naturally, just encounter one while you're diving, it's awesome experience.
Australian Craig Benjamin Charles works with Go Scuba.
On a good day out at Balikasag, you can have 50 metres visibility. And what you'll also find here in the Philippines is diving is very cheap.
To dive the site that most people want to dive, you can't just turn up on SPAC and hope to do it the next day.
What the mayor has implemented is a maximum of 300 divers per day at Balikasag.
Are there often more than 300 divers a day that want to do it?
Yes, there are. When you get your busy periods over, say, December, January, February, many people get turned away. They can't dive. There's 300 tickets distributed between 52 dive outlets in Pang Lao.
So that means that you need to contact companies like yourself and just book one in advance to make sure that you can get the dates you want.
Correct.
Next off to the Shell Museum. Admission is less than 30p. And I reckon you could easily spend an hour wandering around looking at the huge range of shells, the biggest collection in the Philippines. It's been a lifelong work for Mr. Hora.
Many rare shells.
So is shell collecting and shell trading a big thing in the Philippines?
Yes, that's right.
Bizarrely, as it's got nothing to do with shells, Mr. Hora's also got stuffed snakes on display and a tall outdoor tree climbing frame. If there'd have been real snakes, I'd have made it to the top in seconds. Next, back on the trike, to a cave. Hingadanan Cave on Pang Lao is a bit of a tourist trap. You'll have to run the gauntlet past shops touting stuff. They call you sir. It's a bit like being in John Lewis. If they sold bananas. If you don't like confined spaces with birds, it's not for you. Because as you walk down the steps, swallows will dart over your head. They nest in the ceiling of the cave, and a man inside was continually washing the rocks to remove the bird poo and warning us not to look up in open-mouthed wonder. Looking down into the water, it's perfectly clear with lots of fish swimming around. You can even, if you want to, if you brought your swimming trunks with you, go for a swim yourself. It was like a sauna down there. Next, cooling off on the trike before we go to the number one Pang Lao attraction, the Bohol Bee Farm. It's a well-done, low-rise, leafy complex of hives, herb gardens and honey product shops and cafes. You get a guided tour of the Bohol Bee Farm for under 50p. Now, the guide will bring out a section of the hive, and you get offered the chance to hold the wooden frame crawling with bees. He also went on to advise anybody who wanted to hold the frame to hide their nerves, because the bees will know and will attack you.
And do not show yourself, that's really scary.
Strangely, no takers. Well, that's Panglao. Travel here is tricky, and you can see why some want the airport. The 13-hour London to Manila flight costs around £700, $1,000. You then fly 90 minutes to Tagbilaran City for around £60, and then take a trike for the 30-minute and £12 ride to Alona Beach. A mid-range hotel's around £30.
Later on the Great Destinations radio show.
Over the causeway to the adjacent Bohol Island and to see a landscape UNESCO are considering listing as a World Heritage Site because it looks like chocolates. This is the Great Destinations radio show, and today I'm in the southern part of the Philippines. I've left the small beach holiday island of Panglao, crossing a short bridge to the island of Bohol, home to many tourist attractions. Coach trips follow a fixed itinerary, but I've booked a day-long taxi tour of my own for just £35 so I can pick and choose where I go. I'm heading off first, though, to the Chocolate Hills. These are a 90-minute cab drive from Panglao that were formed by wave action on coral. They're 1,700 rounded hills, green mounds around 300 feet high. In the summer, when it gets dry, they go brown and look like Maltesers all over the landscape. There's nothing like it on the planet, and UNESCO is considering listing the site. You can take a path and climb to an elevated viewing platform, and everybody seemed to warn me about the number of steps involved, including the crafty water vendors.
Sir, rainwater, sir. Walk 214 steps.
At the bottom of the steps, a school band started playing up, nicely masking the sound of my breathless wheezing as I climbed up the high stairway. This view is surreal, but amazing. Dozens of Christmas pudding-shaped hills, as far as the eye can see. I suspect everybody will think I photoshopped this when I put it on Facebook. Incredible. Next, a cruise in a floating restaurant up and down the Lobok River. Well, my heart sank when the cab pulled up outside this major attraction. There were hundreds queuing for the open-sided river craft, about to make the 60-minute trip up and down the river. So I waited inside the air-conditioned waiting room, lovely and cool. Minutes later, I was on the cruise, chugging up the river and tucking into a pretty decent help-yourself buffet of rice or noodle-based dishes. Meat, veggie and fish options were available. After that feeding frenzy, we stopped at a wharf alongside the river where school children were dancing by jumping over bamboo. It was kind of hopscotch meets the sabre dance. They sang a couple of songs, then thanked us. And then repeated the whole 10-minute show for the next boat, waiting to berth. There wasn't any wildlife to see, but the river was an incredible green because of the reflection of the dense overhanging foliage. With that, it was back to the terminal with musical accompaniment from a singer and live band. Next, the butterfly farm. I found it a bit lame. I've seen better ones elsewhere.
No net, but still we can see butterflies here, which is flying around.
But a flower's naughty name did appeal to my schoolboy sense of humour.
Because here, some people, for them, the leaf smells bad. That's why they call it utut. Heart flower.
Doesn't smell so bad, does it? It smells like mint.
That's heart flower.
Many people come to this part of the Philippines, to Bohol Island, to see the 4-inch tarsier monkeys.
And there's one you can just see his little legs holding onto a tree. You're not allowed flash photography because their eyes are so large. You've probably seen tarsiers. They're very sensitive.
You can see them at the Tarsier Sanctuary in Bohol. Next, a personal challenge walking over a wobbly bamboo bridge. People pay 30 pence to be terrified walking its 40-metre length.
I keep feeling my foot is going to go through the bamboo because it's massive gaps.
I don't like walking over water. I also hate heights. And the fact that the forest was on fire 300 yards away didn't escape me either, because bamboo burns, doesn't it?
Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
Find Great Destinations Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter.
As we've said, the new airport could change the face of Bohol and Panglao. So you can choose whether you want to see a relatively unknown destination now or wait 2 or 3 years until the work's done. And there'll be more attractions on offer, I would have thought, and it should be easier to access. If you fancy this part of the southern Philippines, then you can find out more on our website. And if you've been, please share your pictures and experiences. Hello at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.